Hello there once again. My name is Sarai from LWYM, the high school and middle school ages. I thank you for tuning in today on a weekly basis. I want you to do so on a weekly basis to tune in. Go to lwym.org, click on the high school and middle school edition, scroll down once the front page loads on, scroll all the way to the bottom until you see the podcast, and download on a weekly basis the topics that I'll be going over, because these are topics that are by the youth for the youth. Now, what do I mean by that? That the listeners, teens your age, have submitted in different topics that they need answers to. So I will be covering these topics on a weekly basis. So I urge you to email me at sarahi@lwym.org with any questions or any topics that you might want me to touch upon. Today, we're going to talk about getting distracted easily. Now, this is hard to do so in the generation that we're living in, because internet, it's so popular right now. You have internet, you have MySpace, Facebook, you have text messaging, you have downloading music through your iPods, you have television. I mean, there's so many avenues that are trying to gear your attention to different things that at the end of the day, yeah, you can say to yourself, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time for God. Well, if you're all of a sudden, if you're taking your attention and you're dividing it into a million things, yeah. And then all of a sudden you become numb. What do I mean by that? Well, if you give your time to so much, what can that lead to? Right? Could that be an idol? Probably. I would think so. Because you're giving, this is the avenue. If you're giving so much attention to one thing, all of a sudden it's not God. If you're giving it to the internet, if you're giving it to text messaging, if you're giving it through your iPod, if you're giving it through music, if you're giving it to a famous reality show series, because those are very popular right now, what more can you expect? Well, check this out. In the National Institute of Media and the Family, these are stats based on children and television. 99% of American families have TV sets, with an average family of owning 2.75 sets in their house. Now, American children ages 2 to 17 watch television on an average almost 25 hours per week, which means it's 3.5 hours a day. Now, this is alarming, the next one I'm going to read. Almost 1 in 5 watch more than 44 hours of TV each week. You know what it is? 44 hours? That's a lot of hours, especially on a television. And the funny thing is that now the media has this buying, encouraging our families to buy a flat screen and get your HD channels. And yeah, because you can watch your football now, and you can watch your NASCAR, and you can watch your favorite sports, like if you're actually there, and it's supposed to give you this like real time experience. It's funny because this morning I was talking with my husband. And we were talking about the HD TVs and whatnot. There's nothing wrong with it because I have one. So there's nothing wrong with it. Well, where it comes to be a problem is when all of a sudden, since you have something new and you have the HD and you got the flat panel, and you're like, whoa, yeah, you know, I get to watch it now on my favorite show. Well, I would be careful in the sense of allowing yourself to draw more time to now this flat TV and now your HD channels. Why? Because since now you can watch it on real time and you can watch it like if you're there in the front row, right? Well, of course you're going to be drawn in curiosity now. You're going to want to watch every show on HD. Well, on the flip side of that, whatever you give your most attention to, that could be an idol. Because all of a sudden, your attention is being divided into so many areas, so many avenues that God isn't there anymore. No wonder some of you have come up to me and say, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time for God. When you get home, obviously, let's say you get home, it's 3:30. the average teen, you probably guys get between 2:30, 3:40, maybe 4 o'clock, you guys are home. What do you do when you get home? You probably bathe. And if not, you probably go to the TV first. You sleep, you eat, go back to TV, go back to iPod, go back to MySpace, Facebook, messaging, etc. By the time it's 10 o'clock, you're probably doing study, you're cramming for work, you're doing papers. The next thing you know, you think at 1 o'clock in the morning you're going to want to pray? No. And that's where the problem starts. We start giving our attention to all these different areas. And I'm not saying that MySpace and Facebook and all these things are bad. It becomes a problem when you're not even giving time to God anymore. When all of a sudden you're not taking time to really nourish and give the same amount of attention that you're giving to TV and all these other entertainment and all these other media outlets, you're not giving that same time to your relationship with God. You're not cultivating it. You're not devoting yourself and making it better. All of a sudden, it's in the last list of your priority. It doesn't matter anymore. So whatever happens, happens, because since you're young, you have all this time to make things right with God because you're young and God is not going to come now. Well, guess what? The Bible says that we don't even know the time or the hour that his second return will come, that his second coming. So if anything, you should be ready today. You should be ready right now. But we don't think that when we're young. We think that we have all this time to make things right when we don't. The Bible says that tomorrow's not promised to us. So what is my answer? I would analyze. Sit back and analyze what's driving you. What's pulling all that attention from you? Because the problem is that when you give your time to all these video games and all these media outlets, that's all you know. That's all you know. So what do I mean by that? Well, you might only know that you can probably make a friend through MySpace or Facebook. And that is your outlet in meeting friends. Well, guess what? There is a world out there that we live in called Earth. I'm sorry to be blunt. And there's other ways of meeting friends. That's the reality of it. We just got accustomed. We got used to logging on to MySpace and Facebook. We got used to getting driven by the popular thing that's going on now. And we forgot on how simple it was to make a friend. Whether it was at school, at a mall, at church, at a youth retreat, at Rock the Universe. I mean, the list goes on and on. But since this is the popular way of doing things, and that's how we go. Even adults, they find people at Match.com and all these other places where they can find people and meet people. Well, what happened to meeting people face-to-face? Meeting people at church? I mean, right? I don't want to stream to another avenue with a topic. But there's a scripture that comes to mind in Ephesians 5:15-16, where it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." So be wise in what's pulling and pulling and pulling away your attention. What's calling your attention? And I would sit back and analyze, how much time do you dedicate on MySpace, on Facebook, on the internet, on downloading music, on watching films and watching TV, etc.? How much time do you do that? Because it will tell you where the problem is. I watch TV. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm holier than everybody. No, I watch TV. But I give it a small percentage. If I miss my favorite show tomorrow, it's not going to hurt me. I'm not going to sit there and cry and call up the whole world and say, "Man, oh my God, what happened?" No, it's like whatever happens, happens. Why? Because that's not what I give my all to. That's not my main concern. That's not my energy. That's not where I put all my time to. Okay? In my aspect, since I'm an adult already, well, my time and my energy, my attention goes to God, my husband, my kids, my family. Because if I don't cultivate my relationship with God, how can my marriage work? How can my relationship with my kids work? Well, the same thing with you guys. When you're a teen, if all these things are pulling your attention away from God, start doing and start analyzing and do the correct changing. Because you should first, what should be pulling your attention should be God. Honoring God, cultivating that, nourishing it. How do you do that? Getting into the Word, praying on a daily basis, having a personal relationship with God, having an intimate relationship with God, serving the all-loving, the all-knowing, the all-powerful God that we serve, which is Jesus Christ, the person who died on the cross for your sins, who through his blood we have forgiveness. So if you take the time to cultivate, to nourish something, it'll grow and you'll have a deep relationship with that. But when we put God aside and we push him aside along the way and we let other outlets fill in and get our attention, then what can we expect in our spiritual life? What can we expect in our spiritual growth? We can't expect much, right? We can't expect much. So I urge you guys to pay close attention on what's drawing, what's pulling away your attention, what has you feeding, so that way you can give to this certain outlet the attention, the main attention that you're giving. Because when you're giving it its attention, then all of a sudden everything else doesn't fall in place. So I would urge you to sit back, prioritize. I'm not saying that TV is bad. That's not the point here. But I do urge you to sit back and analyze these things and start putting things in its right place. You know, dedicate time and your relationship with God and cultivating it. Have like set aside every day a little devotional where you can pray and ask God for wisdom and to help you in school, because the pressures are bad. These times that we're living in are tough, especially for youth. And then take time to cultivate your relationship with your parents. Some of you, many of you actually, don't have a really tight relationship with your parents. So I urge you to take baby steps. Like I said last Friday, take little baby steps with your parents. Go out, take a walk, go to the park, go to the mall, do something that you like to do and take your dad and your mom with you and just have them listen to you. That's it. Have them listen to what you're going through and just talk about whatever you like to talk about. And then give time. Yeah, it's okay to watch TV, but to sit there, I mean, based on these stats, 1 in 5 watch more than 44 hours of TV each week. Those are families. That's 44 hours, man. That's a lot of hours. I mean, we put 40 hours a week here. That's 8 hours a day watching TV. That's a lot of time. And I don't have 8 hours a day to give to TV. I can't. But these are stats and it's alarming and it's just an eye opener. So I hope everyone was able to get blessed today. If you have any questions or concerns, even a subject that you want me to touch upon, email me, sarahi@lwim.org. And I'm willing to share the topic or concerns here through the podcast. So once again, have a blessed day. And remember that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God bless you.